meeting's order. Nobody here for public comments. Go to tab one, the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve, Mr. Prentice.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Tab two, cancellation of the May 2nd general election.
We had, we just had all four of our incumbents file for reelection to the board, so that allows us to cancel the election. That's about it.
I didn't need a motion.
Make a motion to adopt the.
I second it.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion passes. Tab three. Depository agreement.
Every 2 years, we have to redo our depository agreement per our financial policy. And we've had First Financial for quite a long time. They do a good job. Kim has a good relationship with them, and it makes it easy. All of our checking accounts and everything are in their name. And we're recommending just redoing the same depository agreement that we currently have with them for another 2 years.
I make a motion we approve the 2 year extension.
Just out of curiosity, does anybody else bid on this, or we just that one bidder?
No, we don't bid it out. We're not required to bid it out.
Oh, you don't have to bid?
No, we don't. Water districts don't have to, so we just, we get to pick who we want to use.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Interrupt my motion? My motion stands?
Yes. You know, other entities like school districts, I know school districts and probably the county is required to bid that out. But as a water district, we don't have to. We can use who we want.
Makes it simpler.
Yeah.
Have a motion, have a second.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Tab five, electricity, or tab four, electricity agreement.
Yeah, we've, get you guys to look at this. I've got a chart in here that looks like that. Since 2012, we've been using a company to help us with our purchase of our electricity. It's called the Fives. Larry, you may remember him. Todd Cliff, remember Todd? Todd was an executive at Texas, New Mexico when they went public, and a group of those guys went and started the business helping small entities like us. And another group went and started a business that helps big box wholesalers like Walmart and things like that. And I knew guys that went to both of those groups, and the ones with the big box, they recommended the Fives and Todd's Cliff. But anyway, we've been buying our electricity from them. This chart is something I printed off the Department of Energy's website, and it shows, in the green, it shows the average commercial electricity for the United States, and in the blue, it shows the average non-regulated electricity in Texas. That's your companies like the co-op, like UCS, they're non-regulated. And then in the red, that's the deregulated electricity in Texas. That's the average commercial deregulated electricity in Texas. And I've extrapolated it out to include 2018 and 2019. Anyway, I'm showing you that to show you where Todd and his group has had us since 2012. They've had us about 2 points below what the average in the state has been. So we've been buying good, cheap electricity when the rest of the state was averaging 7.7 back in 2012. We bought it at 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour. And for 3 years, the first 3 years, 2012, 2013, and 14, we just had 1 year contracts, and he had us about 2 points below the average for the state. And then in 2015, we did a 3 year contract, and he was able to get us at 4.9, which was about 3 points below the average in the state. And then again in 2018, we rebid it, and he got us a three-year agreement at 4.4, which was about, still about, well, it's about three points below the average when we started doing the three-year bid. We've still got a year left on our contract, but he's approached us with a deal that they found when they bid it out through the TIPS program, and we're able to buy it through the TIPS program. And they came up with a really good rate this year because he said it's a solar panel field out in West Texas, and they're looking for purchasers. It's only available to municipalities like water districts, cities, school districts, things like that. But they're offering us a 13-year contract. 13 years. Wow. It's the full life cycle of that solar field. And they're trying to get a stable base of customers that are buying electricity off of it for the next 13 years. And
what are they offering that to every municipality?
Well, my understanding is, I don't know that for sure, but my understanding is that it's only available to municipalities. And it's, you know, it'll get bought up here before too long, and it won't be available to anymore. It's just an opportunity that's available right now. There was a small window, I think, for it to be available. But anyway, he's offering us a 13-year contract, which is a long time. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with electricity. Lee pointed out that the price of gas just continues to go down, and it's not. Gas is not going to go up anytime soon, so electric rates are going to stay low, and that's why it hadn't sold out. It didn't sell out in one day because everybody knows that electric prices are going to stay low for the next foreseeable future. But you know, for us to lock in at, actually, in my write up, I wrote 3.9 when he first quoted it to me. 2 weeks ago, it was at 3.9. Now it's at 3.67. He quoted it Friday, and it's at 3.67. So we have an opportunity to lock in at 3.67.
You know, they kept saying back when they deregulated, Texas Utilities came out and proposed it, even supported it. I couldn't understand why. But the electricity rates didn't go down in that state, not least to the property owners. Yeah. So this is a heck of a deal.
You know, I think it is. I think it's following what the trend is going to be. But they've got us so far below the average already that I think it's a good deal for us. Yeah. It's going to save us $3,000, actually $3,200 over what we paid last year in electricity, and we'll realize that savings for the next 13 years, and we'll be able to. You pretty much lock in the price of our water, because the price of our water is based, more than anything, is based on chemicals and electricity. So it'll help us, you know, lock in the price of our water for the next 13 years.
So we can get it now for 3.67.
I can get it today for 3.67. If y'all willing to do that, and also, you know, it saves us the hassle of having to mess with it. Every 2 or 3 years.
They're a pretty sound company out there. Reliant.
Reliant is a good company. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually, typically, if you use Reliant at your house, they're one of the highest ones. But for some reason, this deal that they're offering to municipalities, it's a good deal.
I make a motion we authorize the general manager to enter into an agreement with Reliant for 3.67 for a period of 13 years.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Tab 5, General Manager's Report.
We got our water line extension update. If you skip back to the third page, you can kind of see where we're at. It's showing. Showing us to be underway there on County Road 409. That's out in Nemo. We had a developer contribute $30,000 to get that done. We're just now finishing that up. Where are we at? Are they
the water line is in
installed, but we haven't loaded it, had it back to you, and the ground hasn't been cleaned up, a final cleanup hasn't been completed, so.
We're just almost finished with that, and then we're gonna move to Highway 67's west and do another phase. That Judge Chambers has been out after us to get to a little RV park that he's installed out there. And also there's a subdivision going in out there at the corner of FM 203 and 67. Ren Blanks and some other guys are putting in a subdivision out there in Clash Community. And we got a bunch of customers wanting water out there. So that's the next logical choice for us to go. It's an expensive, extension because it's, what is it, 4 inch?
10 inch,
it's 10 inch line.
In the rock?
Now, I don't think the digging's gonna be real bad. It's pretty good right there where they're at. But if we get in rocks, it's gonna be even more expensive. Anyway, we've got a good extension. That's probably going, I'm showing that to take us through June. It may take us longer than that. And then we've got another phase on County Road 2010 that we wanna get to. The Fossil Rim on the backside has asked us to hit one of their facilities back there, and we had customers that we were needing to get to back there anyway, so we're gonna do that. Hill Country Estates is a subdivision, southern part of the county, kind of out close to the Oaks. It's on the north side of 202 over there, but they're currently on community wells and having problems with their well association, and I think the wells just don't have good water. And anyway, they're asking us to come out there. Well, anyway, those three are the rest of these are not really scheduled. They're just a list below that. But those are the three priorities that we've got, and then that'll take us probably through the end of the year.
What percentage of the county do you think we could presently serve if they requested it?
You know, I would say right now we've probably got water available to 75 or 80% of the county. It's available to them already, and the rest of the county that we're not serving is you know,
sparse. And they're not in an emergency situation now.
No, I don't know. We don't have anybody really in an emergency. Past these four, we don't really have anybody. That's why I was asking Kevin. Kevin's daughter's building a house on 308. And I've got a couple of another customer on 308, and then we've got the sand plant on 308 that's requested water, and we'll probably try to go out there pretty quick after that, and then if they're still needing it, and then we've got two or three customers on 1007 requesting water, and you know, and at some point when we get all caught up, we got to get back to Falcon Ridge. Falcon Ridge already has water, but it's that 2-inch developer's PVC system and we have leaks out there every other week. And they don't have fire hydrants in there. But at some point, when we get completely caught up, we're got to fall back and redo Falcon Ridge.
Maintenance service is important too.
Yeah. But, you know, other than...
You have to redo the whole thing?
Yeah, pretty much the whole thing. It was just cheaply done. It was done about like that system out at Eagles Nest. It was the same developer. What was that guy's name?
John Hall.
John Hall did it back in, you know, 20 years ago.
Where is John Hall now?
I don't know. He was in the Slammer for a while, I think.
But the county subdivision regulations control that now, don't they?
The county really they still don't have any control over the water systems out there. Now the county is requiring them to do more with regard to where their water's coming from. But if the developer comes back and he says, I want to put in a municipal well and run my own lines, that's they just say okay, and they let him do it.
They can't control the pipe size or
anything. No, they can't. They got no control over that.
If we have to go in there, like we're going to have to on some instances, do they have to pay to take that out, or can we do it for them, or and replace it with our lines?
You know, once it gets turned over to the, well, like Falcon Ridge. Once it gets turned over to the people that have bought it, it's the developer's completely out, so there's no developer to really get any money out of.
Can't charge an individual?
Now, we could, but they're not gonna, I mean, they're not, they're our customers. With Falcon, actually with Falcon Ridge, we took it over. It was, the developer had sold it to another guy, and we went in and we agreed just to take it over to get all the customers out there. And it's been a good deal for us. Falcon Ridge was one of them subdivisions that was already on the ground when we started selling water in 2011, and we made the decision that anything that was out there, that was already out there, we were gonna take care of. Now, if something came along today, if a developer popped up and built a subdivision on Chalk Mountain, for example, where we don't have water, I don't think we would go out there and save that developer, because he would have had our water available to him.
Yes.
But if they make the choice not to use our water, well, I don't think it would be y'all's decision, but I'd probably recommend that we didn't go bail them out if they put in an inferior system. But so far, since we've started selling water, there hasn't been any subdivisions go in Somerville County that didn't go in with our water. It's the fact that we've got most of the county covered. These developers are buying land that are already on one of our water lines, and they're not having to put in their own systems.
What percentage of the Oaks, for instance, has gone in with our water out there?
I'd have to look. How many houses are out there?
I don't even know.
I think there were 60, if I remember right.
We've had a pretty good response out there, wouldn't you say? I mean, it was worthwhile. And Ridgeview, the same thing. We struggled with getting Ridgeview done because we just couldn't get enough customers signed up. But once we finally hit a number that made sense for us in Ridgeview, and we went in there and we got. We got quite a few customers in Ridgeview, but next after this, after the extension is our bank statement balances. You can see where all of our money's at. We just rebid one of our CDs. Is that on this?
Yes, it's the Lubbock one. It was actually matured on March the 2nd, so it'll show up on the next report.
Okay.
It's going to Prosperity.
Prosperity, our local bank, Prosperity, Kathy Roberts over there bid on this last CD, and they were successful on it. The rates are not what we were getting, 2 years ago, or a year ago. I think we got 1.7, which is, I mean, for right now, it was quite a bit better than any other bid we got. But it's good to see one of the local banks get competitive on it. And next after that is our water usage report. So we sold 12 million gallons last month.
Kevin, so on this financial, on this bank statements, we're dealing with three banks, all three banks locally, right?
Yeah, we.
Financial, Prosperity, and.
Our depository is First Financial. We have Interbank came in a couple of years ago and asked us to keep some money over there, and they gave us a really good interest rate just to hold a couple of accounts over there, and they still, we're still using Interbank. What's the rate that we're receiving there? Is it the 2.7?
It's 1.75.
It's 1.75, and it's in a sweep account, which is, it's been a pretty good deal. So we've got a little bit of money over it at Interbank, and now, we've started using Prosperity with this most recent CD.
I think that's a feather in our hat.
Yeah. And next is the water usage report. And the next, after that is our park report. Not much activity at the park so far. We did lose, one of our park hosts a couple of weeks ago. They decided to go to Hilton Head, North Carolina. So we re-advertised and we found another couple. They're coming in on Friday.
The other one's already gone?
No, they'll leave midday Friday and the new ones will come in right behind them. And that's all I've got.
Anybody got anything else to bring before the board? I'd entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We're adjourned.
And I didn't say anything to assist.